back to the hard line. Enter at your own risk.
Along with former Blue Cam Jansen, former Mizzou receiver TJ Moe, I'm Eric Messersmith. Hadley is out today.
Oh.
I know everyone's disappointed. 855-282-8255 on the text line. The hipster of Tower Grove South says the Cardinals looked as good this weekend as John Hadley in a string bikini. That's a depressing visual there.
Did he win, hipster? He won the prize that we're
text getting. Of the week.
Text of the week, right?
Text of the week. No, I think it was Injun Joe.
Injun Joe yeah. did.
All right, let's see if
I
there's
consider
any,
them the same.
I'll read a few here we got earlier today. You tell me if there's any nominees. So, yeah. Hipster of Tower Grove South, should that one have been nominated?
He could do better than that, and he knows he will.
Okay,
he'll rebound right. from that. It's a good one though.
Another weekend, another couple of blown leads magnified by crappy defense. That's from the Ballin bottom feeder. I know that the easy way out for the Cardinals is just blow it up, but considering Mozeliak's track record, isn't it possible that many of the players are just having bad years? Hashtag food for thought. That's from Hockey Bob weighing in on baseball.
Oh.
That is possible. In fact, I'd say it's more than possible. It's true that a lot of these players, you probably say a majority of them, are underperforming what they typically have done.
Question is why?
Well, that is a question. And also, with a lot of these guys, there's a somewhat small track record. So, yeah, they're underperforming, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they were the player we saw. It just might mean that the league's adjusting to them. Like Aledmys Diaz would be a good point.
Yeah.
A good case. Is he the guy from last year?
Sung-Won-Oh.
Or is he the guy from this year? Or is he somewhere in between? Who the hell knows? Because we just haven't seen a lot of sample size with those guys. Why would you not want the Cubs to take off? This Cardinal team is terrible and is going nowhere. Hopefully, if they're out of it, they'll make some changes.
You know what? The
Cubs are taking off.
Go through the Cardinals roster here. Which of those guys, Molina obviously proven. I would say Carpenter's hitting is proven.
You mean proven over like a multiple
years? Yes, like you know what you're getting.
Yes.
Okay.
There's two.
Don't know what you're getting out of Colton Wong.
Nope.
Don't know what you're getting out of Paul DeJong
nope.
necessarily.
No.
Jed Jerko has been a surprise, but outside of, I mean, he's
pretty consistent, but.
Well, no, he's been good for the Cardinals, but prior to that, he had been a bench guy. I mean,
Yeah, I hear you.
He's never, Jed Jerko has never put together what you would call a really good season with a starter's level number of at-bats.
Right.
He might do it this year. He's on pace to do it this year, but he hadn't done it prior to this.
So you've got catcher in first base. Randall Grichuk, no.
Mm-mm.
And you, Tommy Pham, absolutely not, but he's been awesome, but this has been for a half season. Okay, Dexter Fowler, I give him a half because he has only been what you sign him to be for 1 year. That's it. Outside of that, he's been poor defensively virtually every year that he's ever played baseball in center field, and he's been very good at leadoff, but that's not anymore you have him playing right now. And this year, he's been good from a power stance, but outside of that, he hasn't really been that. So I would give him a half. That's
and injury prone.
Two and a half. Steven Piscotty, absolutely not.
Nope.
Okay, so then you go into pitching. Yes, probably in Martinez. You know what you're getting now.
Yeah.
Wainwright, you knew what you were getting for the last 8 years or 10 years. You don't anymore.
No.
Nope.
Lance Lynn, I would say yes.
Yeah.
Michael Wacha, absolutely not.
No,
and
no.
Mike Leake, outside of last year, I would say yes.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's fair.
Okay, so you can say three out of your five pitchers and two and a half position players on this whole team. Go around, and the Cubs are experiencing it this year, but you go around the league, I say people on average have a whole heck of a lot more than out of their eight position players, two and a half.
Good point.
Yeah.
That's not great.
That isn't great at all. The Duchess of Rutter says, can Matheny look at you with a straight face and say Mags shouldn't be playing center field when he's in the lineup with Fowler and Wright and Mags or Pham?
Yeah, because you have Tommy Pham.
We have great outfield defense. Well, look, it should be
I wouldn't put Sierra in center field with Tommy Pham out there. I wouldn't do it.
I would put either of those two, though, over
Dexter Fowler,
over
yes.
Fowler
yeah.
by a mile. I mean,
you
could quibble right now. Sierra, I think, long-term, is the more athletic, better
I
center
put Pham
fielder.
In there.
Right now, today,
yeah.
you might say Pham. But either way, and again, it goes to what's more important. Is it the politics of appeasing a player, or is it doing everything you can to win? And for me, it's doing everything I can to win. And I get that I might be wrong on that. Like, I might be wrong, and Mike Matheny might be right, because it might be smarter
to
appease these guys so you don't piss them off and so you don't rub people the wrong way in the future.
No,
that might be the right thing.
All of that sounds super when you just got a 3-year extension last year. If this were his last year, They're having a different conversation. You're not appeasing anybody. You're trying to keep your job. And when you're trying to keep your – that is why it is good. And in the NFL, why I don't, when I don't like what they do, where sometimes you'll fire a guy – they fire Chip Kelly after a year, right? Oftentimes they do it after 2 years. I don't like that. What that does is you are in win-now mode all the time. If you don't win now, you don't have a job. So the politics go out the window. Because when you call Dexter Fowler and say, I know you're signed for 5 years and a whole lot of money. I'm signed for 1 year. I've signed for 6 years. Doesn't matter.
We
I'm getting fired this year. If you don't perform and you're not doing your job in center field, move to left tomorrow.
Yep.
I just think that the best organizations create a culture where everybody knows that winning matters more than anything else.
Everything.
And that is what we're going to base every decision on. And look, I get that that's harder to do when you have stars, when people make a lot of money, when you don't have a manager that's been there forever. And part of it maybe is because I covered the Spurs for a while and I just saw it up close how Greg Popovich didn't give a damn about feel. He didn't give a damn about anything but winning.
And you
if
can
Tim Duncan needed chewed out, he got chewed out in front of the team. Tim Duncan needed benched late in a game, he got benched.
And
if guys needed position switched, it was done.
You can make the case too for these elite players to look at an organization and say, hey, I want an organization to do anything they can to win the game now. I appreciate that, so therefore I am going to go to that team. Or I still can make the case where, hey, they're paying this guy a lot of money. They're going to pay me a lot of money. If I don't have a, if I'm crappy for 2.5 weeks straight, they're going to put me in left field. They're going to sit me out. I don't know if I want to sign with these guys. You can make the case
you
for
can.
Both ways.
You absolutely can. And I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying if it were me,
I
think
do
that
everything
is how
that
I would
win.
Run it.
That's how I look.
I also wouldn't leave starters lingering around in the fifth inning to try to push them over the finish line to get a stupid stat that doesn't mean anything in 2017.
Yeah, who likes wins?
Except to them.
Hopefully Martinez doesn't.
Yeah, how about that?
That's unbelievable.
Carlos Martinez, what's his record?
I don't even check records. They're not playing for him,
I think
man.
He's
it's
like
weird.
4-9.
You got to win for your ace, dude. For your ace. They're hitting what?
They're averaging less than four runs a game.
Yeah.
For him. And about 4.5
for
overall.
Everybody else.
What is his record?
I think he's 6-8, I want to say.
Is it 6-8?
I think that's what it is. And Adam Wainwright's on pace for 20 wins, so he must be having a great year, right? He's
Well, I think it is pretty good. Yeah, you're right. It's 6-8. You know who it was Contreras or whatever his name is. Quintana, who was 4-8.
Yeah, looking pretty good yesterday. Again, Quintana, 4-8, must be a terrible pitcher.
Yeah.
7 innings, 3 hits, 12 strikeouts yesterday. I think he's all right. Cam is 100% correct. You can never embarrass yourself when you hustle all the time. Sierra needs to be at the top of the lineup with that speed. Oh, wait, Carpenter can only bat leadoff. That is such a joke.
Who said that?
That's an unnamed texter from the 636.
Oh,
okay.
I like him.
Good. They should remain unnamed. Do not move Matt Carpenter from that spot. Ever.
Matt Carpenter has a 19-game on-base streak.
Never in the world. You put Max Sierra there because he had 4 games. Max Sierra has played like 9 games in the major leagues.
I just like him because he said I was
Carpenter
right.
Carpenter has killed the ball from the one spot virtually the entire time he's been there. Maybe think of putting him at 2. Probably don't put him at 2 either. I like Tommy Pham at 2.
Just leave Max Sierra right where he is
because guess what keeps happening? You put him in the 7th or 8th hole, and he gets on base, and he allows you to get past that pitcher.
Yep.
And then you can get back to the top of the order where they can do some damage. And guess what? He gets on, and sometimes things happen. It doesn't matter where you do it.
I think people, because Carpenter is so slow and because he's such a terrible base runner, people think that he's a terrible leadoff hitter, and he's not.
No, he's
he has gotten on base.
Eric, who thinks he's a terrible leadoff?
I'm sorry. People think he should. Let me rephrase that. People think he shouldn't be in the leadoff spot. They think, oh, he should just learn to hit somewhere else. He has gotten on base 19 straight games. Despite his struggles this year, and look, nobody's saying Matt Carpenter's having a great year. He has a 378 on base percentage. Like, isn't that what you want from your leadoff guy? When people say, what do you want your leadoff guy to do? What's the first thing you say? Get on base.
Yep.
Matt Carpenter consistently does that better than almost anybody else in baseball.
Get on base and run the base as well.
Well, he doesn't do the second part, but he does get there. Look, I like Sierra. I think someday he could be hitting first for you. I don't think that would be July 17th of 2017. 855-282-8255 if you want to continue the conversation. About anything, really. Hit us up. Also, if you want to make fun of Hadley, we don't have
bring
a lot.
Bring it on.
Yeah, please
bring
make
it
fun
trust
of
me. He's still listening. Just still going to get to him.
I went and had lunch with him today. We had
really?
Oh, God. What did he eat?
How many appetizers did he order?
None. He was on a lot. But
was he smoking
he
a
got
cigarette?
Two hot dogs and some green beans.
What?
I don't get it.
Hot dogs?
John, this is why we roll you down the street sometimes. It's just you have to start eating. Like, here's a salad.
With a cigarette in his mouth, cigarette in his hand,
a
cigarette in his ear,
and a fork in the same hand. It was very weird.
Well, he's a weird guy.
He's very strange. I'm like, John.
We love him.
Like, here's the deal. I kind of like you.
We kind of like
whoa,
it.
Right, so like, don't need you to have is lung cancer tomorrow.
No. We
and
need
also,
you around.
Those hot dogs are not helping your cholesterol.
No, they're not.
Come on.
But he said he gave up beer, so there you go.
No, he does not drink.
That wasn't real. That was diabetes.
He does not drink.
He's got a lot of health problems, doesn't he?
My goodness.
No, it's not funny. We're rooting for you, John. It's the Hard Line powered by Johnny Law Dog Chevrolet.
It's actually kind of relaxing for me because, like, wow, I can live that bad and I'll still make it to at least 50.
Yes,
it kind of makes me feel good. I'm like nothing. I don't got to worry about much between my 30s and 40s.
Unfortunately, you're gonna look
apparently,
like
apparently. Well, you know, there's trade offs in life.
You got great hair. That's the
you
trade-off.
Do have that. Hopefully, that'll stick with you. That's Matt Rocchio, by the way, chiming in. The hipster of Tower Grove South says Matt Carpenter is as comfortable at leadoff as Injun Joe is in my bed. he must be very comfortable.
Yeah, very comfortable.
Ward Cleaver says John Hadley has disappeared into fat air. Jesus. See, that's just mean.
He goes right after that, Cleaver.
The Bo Weevil of Bevo Mill. Guys, when Martinez pitches, he has to do it all. He even had an RBI yesterday. He did. They took him out for a pinch hitter and made the last out. Martinez could have done that. Yeah, look, I love Martinez. He was great yesterday. He gives you 7 innings, and what was he up, over 100 pitches?
Yeah.
It was probably time to go to the bullpen. The bullpen just has to do the job.
Somebody else needs to step up.
Right, and that's why the win stat, in my opinion, is, I won't say worthless, because I think all stats have some value. I'm not saying it doesn't have any value, but that's why it doesn't tell you a lot, is because it's so reliant on so many other people.
Mm-hmm.
And when they don't get the job you see Carlos Martinez doesn't get a win, and neither does the team. Hey, guys, Ezekiel Elliott involved in trouble again, this time at Clutch Bar in Dallas. It was first reported by 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, confirmed by Adam Schefter. Elliott was bracing for a short suspension from that domestic violence case. We talked about that a little bit on Friday.
This is going to help his case.
Yeah, apparently he was at a club and he left before police got there. Not sure exactly the details of what happened. They're still investigating it, but either way, I don't know, man.
Do you want me to read the TMZ report?
Go ahead. TMZ is fairly credible.
They're very credible.
This is maybe the most legitimate news outlet.
No doubt.
I mean, they're the only one without really any more bias than just trying to embarrass you, so they tell the whole truth.
Oh, I know.
Years ago, that was not the case. This is a real outlet now. TMZ says TMZ Sports has obtained video of the victim moments after he was struck in the face by an assailant at Clutch Bar in Dallas. The person who shot the video tells us the man was involved in verbal altercation with a woman who was in Ezekiel's party when Ezekiel got involved. The witness says they saw Ezekiel punch the man, corroborating the story the victim's friend told police. However, cops at the scene cannot confirm Zeke was the attacker, and he was not arrested or charged with a crime.
See, that is so stupid. And he had his teammates with him too, I believe, and he was, you know, I don't care if you're center of attention, everybody knows who you are. Most people are going to be back you up in a bar. But my God, when you go to these places, man, it's 9:30 at night. It's not like it's that late. Like, you gotta expect, like, the bouncer's got to know that you're there. They got to kind of take care of you. If you get in a situation like that, the first thing you do is look at the bouncer, who you should know, and give him that wink, like, get this guy out of here. He's bugging me. He's doing his thing. You see that happening. I mean, and not to mention, surround yourself with some guys that be like, hey, Zeke, let's get out of here. Not good. Let's go. I mean, I don't know how many times somebody grabbed me and said,
Sunday
get
night
out of here.
At 10 o'clock. Go do something with your life, bud.
It's 9:30 at night. And not to mention, you got all this baggage on you. And his teammates were there. I mean,
my teammates
would never let me do that.
Get new friends, for one.
Exactly.
Number two, you got all the money in the world that you want to mess with. You don't need to be at a bar on a Sunday night at 9:30, 10:30. Go make your own fun.
Look, whatever.
And
look,
I have a problem with this right now when you're under investigation by the NFL
Absolutely.
And everything else. What I'm saying
Absolutely.
Is when you're at your age, you're 21, 22 years old, you have all the money in the world, and you are under investigation, get out of the bars. I don't want to see and hear your
what
name
your
at the bar one more time.
What are your teammates having you do there?
Well, here's the other thing. Okay, hey, dude, you and me are at the bar today. I got your back. When I'm playing the NFL, I don't. I can't punch anybody for you. And you can't punch anybody for me.
No. I'm not have your back that way. Have your back, like, grab me by the damn arm and get me out of there
situation. I'm not trying to say what you're saying was wrong. What I'm saying is what he did was wrong. It's not his job to have his buddy's back. It's not your time. He came in that he was getting, his friend was getting an altercation with somebody, and Zeke came and allegedly punched that dude. It's not your job, Zeke, to have your buddies back
in this sticking
case.
Up for my buddy at a bar like that? No way.
Sorry.
Sorry, dude. You dumbass. Don't get in an altercation.
And this is just going to add to your investigation, obviously.
Man, it makes you look terrible.
Add to your suspension. Some new friends, get some new hobbies.
That's the
thing.
Here's
where you are. If at this point you've come to a place where you can't be trusted, you don't get to go to the bars anymore.
No, I agree.
You don't get to do this stuff. That is a living this lifestyle is a privilege. At this point, when you've proven that, like, the common sense isn't there. You walk by, you're in Colorado or wherever it is, and you walk by the weed dispenser.
See, I don't mind that. I'm joking.
Everybody is looking.
It was like, Seattle. Yeah. It was Seattle. Yeah, okay. Preseason game.
And now it's a story.
Yes.
Because just use common sense. Guess what? I am the face of
everybody knows me.
America's team.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
No,
I can't
no,
be
no,
seen
no.
anywhere. I can. Your job is to be Tiger Woods. Remember the story I told you guys about when he was in the movie theater and you came in after the movie started and put his hat down. So
you're saying Tiger Woods post affair revelations.
No, I'm saying anytime. Tiger Woods, this is what he would do so he wouldn't be seen. He would walk in after a movie started with his hat down, and he'd sit down inside the place, and everybody would leave, and then he'd walk out afterwards.
Yeah, well, you don't have to do that at a movie theater, but at a bar, you
just gotta be somewhat discreet. Your job is to not be seen ever if this is what happens when you're seen.
Yeah. So let's review the last year for Zeke Elliott. In February, he was interacting with police at a bar when he spoke with officers who were arresting a friend. He was not accused of wrongdoing. In March, he was seen in a video exposing a woman's breast from the rooftop of a Dallas bar during a St. Patrick's Day parade. He was the passenger in a car in May that was involved in an accident, missed some time. Again, these are not things that, some of these aren't even his fault. I mean, could be
whatever,
wrong place, wrong time.
Whatever, they add up,
Eric. Right, but
he was
where there's smoke, there's fire.
Brother.
And that's kind of the thing I learned, because I was covering, you know, Johnny Manziel obviously was a national figure, but when I was in Texas, we obviously covered him very closely. And I always used to say with Manziel, you know what, guys, like, he likes to party. He likes to have fun, but he's producing. He shows up. He does his job because he was obviously dominating in college. Like,
is he going to show up at the beginning of the season when he's suspended?
Right. And so, but then I thought, you know what? I was wrong about Manziel because I downplayed that stuff. And then eventually the thing that kind of started to turn was the Peyton Manning camp. Remember that? When he went to the Peyton Manning camp and he got kicked out because allegedly he was so drunk. And I'm like, dude, if you can't even lock it down. No. And that's
when
why
it matters.
That's why, like, one incident, I can forgive anybody pretty much. Like, some sometimes you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Julian Edelman had that. Remember he was at a nightclub or something, and a girl
assaulted him?
No. Accused him of sexual assault. And he had to go through this big thing, and it's a huge deal. Nothing happened. He was cleared of all charges, and he's done nothing but win you Super Bowl since. You can forgive people for that one incident. You don't want to see him there. You don't want to see what happened. There's video of it all, and he's kind of walking by, and you're like, yeah, maybe. Nothing happened. He's fine. He's winning you Super Bowls. That's one time. What I don't need is you exposing a girl's boob. What I don't need is you just being even as, again, the Dallas Cowboys running back, I don't need you being associated at all with weed. None. I don't need you with your girlfriend accusing you of anything. I don't need you, and most recently, punching a guy in a bar. I need none of this.
There's a track record, man.
By the way, you're 22. You've been in the league 1 year.
Who does that, by the way? You see a girl and you grab her shirt and rip it off in front of everybody? Who does that? I don't know anybody I've ever played with that would do that.
When you know the camera's probably
going to
be on you.
In front of everybody, like, oh, I can't help myself. Like, come on. All you had to do is go whisper in her ear, and she'll go get naked for you later on that night. What the hell are you doing there? And then you're trying to believe that you don't have any domestic violence. Like, come on, man.
Now, that I actually believe, because he's got text messages to prove it. Now, here's the thing. Thing after thing after thing after thing. I don't care what of it is your fault at this point. We talk all the time about distractions. Why is Colin Kaepernick not in the league? He is a distraction at this point. Yeah. Guess what, Zeke? Right now, your talent is overcoming what you are, but you're a running back, and your value is not that high to begin with. And if you're not
you're one injury away to be completely irrelevant.
And if you're not running behind that Dallas Cowboys offensive line, we're not talking about you like
one
this
injury,
in the first place.
TJ, you know how that goes.
So get your act together, dude.
I don't know if he will.
Listen, we love you. You're a Missouri kid. I upset you went to Ohio State. You're that good, and I think you can be a star. You have Hall of Fame talent. Get out of the spotlight for all the wrong reasons.
Hey, Jerry
Jones,
get him out of the spotlight. Take
Jerry Jones is there with him in the spotlight.
Don't forget
have
the hype.
Have somebody follow him around all times, man.
That's what they did with Dez for a while. Don't forget the high school basketball game brawl. That's from Zeebo's wrestling buddy. That's right.
What happened there?
One of his relatives was playing his high school basketball. It was his sister, and he was kind of, I don't know that he was involved.
A fight broke out in the game.
Yeah, fight broke out.
And then he kind of came out of the stands. Now, nothing really happened there.
And Larry Hughes was involved
there
too, right?
It was Larry Hughes.
It was one of his relatives.
They were fighting each other.
Good guy, by the way.
It was Larry Hughes' niece.
Yeah, it was Larry Hughes, somebody, one of his relatives, fighting Zeke's sister.
Oh, my God.
It's very weird.
What a mess.
Now, I don't think, but basically, he came out of the stands. Don't do that. Right, it's all these little things of like, hey, here's a decision I could make. Here's the one you do make that's bad. Here's the one you could
it's
make.
The devil
that's
on my
good.
Shoulder. He's whispering in my ear. That's all it is, man.
It's just, and part of this, we get it. Like, it's the male instinct to jump in and stop something bad from happening. Right, your friend's getting beat up. It's your instinct to go in there and stop him. Guess what? Your name's Ezekiel Elliott. You're the starting running back for the Dallas Cowboys. You don't get to be that guy.
I'll tell
guy.
You this right now. The only one way I would ever do anything to stick up for anybody is if somebody really did something to Kate, and not flirt, and not even maybe even like touch her ass or something like that. If they did something to her, then I would blow up. But other than that, I'm turning my back and walking right away. See ya.
But I think that's trained. Like, for instance, if somebody, like you got into an altercation, my first instinct would be to help you, right?
To Cam, let's get out of here.
Well, it depends on what it is, right? If it's five guys, there is no let's get out of here. You're getting stomped out on the ground, you got to do something, right? Yeah, it's like, no, that's your first instinct, and especially when it's your sister, right? You don't have a sister. I have two sisters. Mm-hmm. If something's happening to my sister, my first instinct is to go over there and take care of business. Yeah. But when you're Ezekiel Elliott, you don't get that same luxury that everybody else does. This has been preached to you since you were a child. Every kid that plays sports, Cam, I know you got the same talks that I did.
God.
You are not the same as everyone else. Nope. You don't get to go in and act like every other guy. Some random frat guy can walk into a bar, punch a guy, and walk out, and nobody know who
he
was.
No one cares.
I don't know, looked like a frat guy. When it's Ezekiel Elliott or Doriel Green Beckham or TJ Moe or Cam Jansen, you walk into a bar, something bad is going to happen, and everybody knows your face. You can't do that crap.
Or Eric.
Now, if it's me, I can just go and beat their ass. Yeah.
Eric will just stay there and be like, it was me. What'd you think?
What's up?
It was him. You two fight.
Eric's divorce lawyer says it was Larry Hughes' daughter.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't know he was that old. Ward Cleaver says, I grabbed a girl's breast in a club down at the Landing, but it turned out it was John Hadley.
Oh, God.
I think we should nominate
that
for a text.
Hadley
of the
was
week.
At the Landing?
He would be.
The only place where I have another man's back is in the shower. That's from Teddy Soft Hands.
Now that I get.
Yeah, let's nominate Teddy there.
Yeah.
Rock, write that one down.
Cool name,
we'll nominate
too.
Teddy for text of the week.
Teddy Soft Hands.
Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side lover says, who cares how Hadley eats as long as he isn't on the air and still fits in the wood chipper at the end of the day?
You think he fits in the wood chipper?
I'll tell you, that better
you
be an
Fargo?
Industrial
you
side. Yes.
Oh,
I always
great.
Think of that scene where they're jamming the foot
jamming
in. Spoiler alert.
Oh,
where they're jamming
great.
The leg in.
It's a good movie, man.
That's a great. Yeah, I love that. The Cowboys have had quite an off season off the field. Defensive end David Irving was suspended for the first four games for violating a substance abuse policy. Quarterback Wait. Nolan Carroll arrested in late May on suspicion of driving while intoxicated.
Yeah.
Linebacker Damian Wilson charged with two counts of aggravated assault
Jesus.
With a deadly weapon.
Guys, this is what happens when your leadership is gone. Guess who their leader is now? Guy's a sophomore.
Dak.
Yep. Your leadership is gone.
He's a leader of that team.
Dez Bryant,
oh,
man.
The quarterback is always a leader.
Yeah, but you know, there's some defensive guys will be leaders, too.
Well,
like
they got
Ray
Jason
Lewis is a leader
Witten.
Of that team.
Jason Witten's very
Jason
well
Witten.
Respected.
Okay,
I'm telling you, there is probably the best leader in all of politics is not Donald Trump. Guess who's the president of the United States? That is the leader by position. That is the quarterback. And that is the one thing in all of sports that transcends any other position. I know you don't really have it in hockey. You don't really have it in baseball, right?
Well,
Derek Jeter, the captain, shorts. Yeah, I get it. But I'm not, it's not a position. You're not put there just because you play his position, you're not the guy. In quarterback, this always used to be my argument about James Franklin. And like Charles Barkley would say the same thing. I ain't no leader, right?
Yeah, but he's a leader on the field, but I'm talking about in the locker room,
and
grabbing
that,
people like, no.
And
we
that's
don't
your job
this.
As a quarterback. And that is the leader always. That's the only position that doesn't matter what else you play. You can be a great leader at any other position. If you're a quarterback, you're the leader on every team.
I hear you on that.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what happens. So you start to lose the reins and stuff. I'm not saying
but that means
Witten
and those guys need to jump up and be like, dude, Zeke, man, 100%. We got problems here.
But I'm saying Tony Romo stepped out, and there's something to that. Mm-hmm. You look at their schedule, I don't know if they're going to win 10 games. They're going to go from 13, they might go to 8 or 9. They're going to lose the Giants probably twice, could lose to the Broncos, could lose to the Cardinals
I'm telling
easily.
You, Zeke, he's going to put his foot in his mouth, and he's going to jinx himself, man, with all this crap going on. And I'm telling you, I don't think he's going to have the year that you guys think he will.
I think they're destined for regression.
This.
I really do.
You.
Every year, I think it's four of the
We've
eight.
We've seen this a million times before with
yeah.
these kind of guys.
I mean, I think it's on average four out of the eight division winners switch from year to year. And if you're looking who are the four candidates, I think they're one of the strongest, the Cowboys.
How frustrating is that? When you know you have a superstar on your team and he keeps getting into trouble and hurting you and hurting you and hurting
you.
It kills you, especially for a guy like you. I mean, that's got to be miserable.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how do guys even – what are they saying to him? Are they who's accountable for that? Are they having meetings after – I mean, if this happened, we'd have meeting after meeting after meeting. Like, look.
Well, they're scattered.
And guess who
right
calls
now?
Those meetings? The quarterback.
Yeah.
That's how that
well,
works.
Somebody else needs to then. Or he. Somebody needs
I'm
to tell him
I'm with you,
to.
And I agree. Jason Witten is your guy.
Ooh, this
Dez
stop.
Bryant could be the guy that they're not Tony Romo. And Tony Romo was a good leader, and he was playing the position. I'm looking at their schedule right now. I only see six guaranteed wins. I think.
Where?
I think you beat the Broncos. I think you beat the Rams. I think you beat the Niners. I think you beat the Chiefs. Then you play the Eagles twice. That's six. I don't know for sure. You're not Raiders. You probably lose the Giants twice. Seahawks. Falcons. Redskins twice.
So there you go.
Packers. I mean, you look seriously.
Ship they, the under on the over
back,
under.
I'm not even kidding. They could go back really? To 6 or 7 wins. Now, they could be 10, right? They could pull out some of these other ones. I'm telling you, the way it lines up, and we talked about this, you're playing a first place schedule now instead of a last place schedule or an 8-8 schedule. They were 8-8 for like 3 straight years. Mm. You might win 6, going from 13 down to 6 this year.
Leadership doesn't do you any good when the head leader, Jerry Jones, is the worst example of a leader ever.
That's not totally true.
Yeah.
He's really good in some
areas. He's great in some areas.
He's very good at making money.
Oh, I wasn't even pointing out that he was a good leader. What I'm saying is the players take care of the players. And you police them. When you got a
You're not looking at your owner to come down and take care of you and say, you can't do this.
Right.
You don't know.
It doesn't hurt, but I'm telling you.
No, it doesn't hurt, but you're not waiting for him. He's not the guy to come down and do this. It trickles down, and then guys in the locker room need to.
Even though Ray Lewis probably murdered 2 people, he sure had a rein in on that.
Allegedly.
He absolutely did. Well, he turned his life
around. Isn't probably allegedly?
Probably allegedly. Yeah, I don't know.
But he turned himself around.
Never charged with a crime.
He took grips of that damn locker room, I'm sure, and really was a leader of that team. And he was a linebacker, too, so.
And it can't
was
happen.
Flacco, was he a big leader in that team?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Big time dork. I don't think people like him that much.
He seems like a dork, doesn't he?
He's very nerdy. Middle linebacker is the captain of the defense, generally. They call
Laurinaitis
the plays.
Was, too, right?
Hmm? Yeah. And like you said, it can be anybody, but there is one in all of sports that is built in by position.
Of course.
And that's quarterback.
I hear you on that.
And that's a tough one. If you don't have that, getting everybody else to compensate, because guess what? When you're breaking the huddle, who's breaking it? Ain't going to be your left tackle. Left tackle may be the most important guy on the offense. Not really, but
who's looking to lead that damn team is Dak. I mean, they're looking, hey, look, if you have a bad game, we're not going to win.
And Dak's not a bad leader. He's just young.
He's just young. He's young. Absolutely.
I think people like him. I think he says the right things, does the right things. He has got one year.
It's tough for a young kid to be a leader of a locker room like that.
It's tough to look up and say, hey, Des Bryant, quit doing that crap.
Yeah.
It's the Hardline powered by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Cam, were you drinking a lot of Telemordu over the weekend?
Oh, crushing it. I mean, just crushing it.
But you're here today looking great because it doesn't give
me
a hangover.
I look amazing. I'll tell you, and I skated unbelievable today, too. I set Petrangelo up for like 6 goals. No big deal. But I will tell you this. I drank a lot of Telemordu Saturday night at Fallon's off of Olive Road. I drank a ton of it. They got some good whiskey
Wait,
there.
Is this the place where you thought you had an autograph signing,
we'll
but you really
about,
didn't?
Yeah, I screwed that up. Okay, anyway. For those who make the corner of the world a little more interesting for us all, there is only one drink that will do, baby.
What is it?
It's Telemordu, Eric. It's an Irish whiskey. It's the official Irish whiskey of the Hardline. A whiskey of true character, too. It is. Glasses up to responsible drinking.
Cam Jansen, TJ Moe, Eric Messersmith. This is the Hardline, powered by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.